Welcome to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 10 minutes past 12, and as I said, 13 degrees. It's not going to be a particularly great day, but anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 3 hours. We've got a new show starting at 2 o'clock, but I'll tell you a little bit about that as we get going during the afternoon. But being the fourth Wednesday of the month on Community Connections, we always have Siri services in with us, and we have a lot of fun with them, but they tell us what's going on in their neck of the woods. And I have with me today both Mel and Jessica. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you're both involved with the Children's Services Centre, I believe.
Yeah, that's correct. So
good nodding your head.
Yes, no, we are. So I'm Jess. I'm the director at the Yarra Junction Children's Service, and I also oversee the occasional care program in Yarra Junction.
And I'm Mel, and I'm the director of our Churnside Park Occasional Care and 3- and 4-year-old kindergarten.
Beauty. And we're going to talk about the services right through the hour, of course, but the first major thing is we've heard a couple of people have told us about this art show you got coming up. So tell us all about it, please.
Yeah, we're really excited about our art show. The children and educators have been working really, really hard on some fabulous pieces, both individual pieces, group pieces, clay pieces, artwork.
Well, clay as well, not just
drawing. Yeah, no, we're doing clay. All sorts. So the topic of our art show is the 100 Languages of Children, which is a Reggio Emilio inspired philosophy. So it talks about the 100 languages of children not just being obviously verbal language, but them representing themselves in 100 different ways of communicating. So through all sorts of means, and art being one of those means, but art not just being painting and pasting. So
right. So whereabouts is it, and when's it on?
Yeah, so we've got it at all of our services, so our 3 services across, and we'll be showcasing it on August the 6th, 6:30 till 8:30. So showcasing the children's creative pieces at the services.
So you're expecting mum and dad and grandma and grandpa and all those to come along?
Yeah, obviously whoever would like to come along.
Well, we're really hoping that restrictions allow that to happen. So we are crossing everything at the moment to hope that, you know, by the 6th of August we can do that.
So is it just the one day on the 6th of August or...?
Yes, at this stage it is.
And it's
just
at the evening, you said, wasn't it?
Yeah, so it's a Friday night, 6:30 to 8:30. We're going to be making, considering that it's winter time, we're going to be making some fresh homemade soups and having soup and bread and stuff available to anyone that comes along. You know, like I said, with restrictions, we're really hoping that we can open it up to absolutely everybody. But we might need to just watch that space as we're watching that space as well.
It's only about a week.
Yeah, exactly. If we can't do that, which we're really, really hoping we can, because everybody's been working so hard on it, and the children are revved up and ready to go. They know what pieces they've made, you know. They want everybody to see the awesome stuff that they're doing. They get so proud and excited. Mm. If not, we'll probably have to go virtual, just like everything else is going virtual. It will be our Long Daycare Centre at Yarra Junction, and the what we call the church at Yarra Junction, which is our after-school hours care building. Oh. So our 3 after-school hours care... We'll all be in the one building. So our Badger Creek, Warrialik and Yarra Junction will all be showcased at the church.
Yep.
Like I said, the Children's Centre where Jess is at Yarra Junction, Mount Evelyn Long Daycare Centre, we'll have one there, and we will have one at Churnside. So
I guess the people that we're trying to talk to today that would like to come along, if they keep an eye on your website to see whether it's going to be virtual or what is, hopefully we'll start to get out of restriction. Well, we are out of them now, but we're still only to a degree, aren't we?
We're still capped for indoor gatherings and all of those sorts of things.
Where the art show is, or the 3, what sort of caps you've got on the amount of people?
At this point in time, we're not 100% sure because there is different caps for community events rather than just indoor. So indoor gatherings, I believe, I is capped, capped at 10 at the moment. But with community events, we hear that that's open to a few more. Yeah. Obviously, you have to have your 4 square metres and all of those.
Maybe QR codes.
So I don't know whether, you know, maybe we might have to do sort of... along the lines of, you know, maybe you come in for this 15-minute block and then the next and the next and the next. Mm. We're really not sure what it looks like at the moment, but we're really hoping that we can
have it
open to everybody.
Well, fingers and toes crossed.
We're going to give everybody your website and all that stuff before the end of the show, so I guess the main thing is to keep an eye on it. All right, we'll take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
And you're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. And I've got Mel and Jessica with me from Siri Services. And we should mention too, and I know we do this all the time, that if you look them up on the website at C-I-R-E, because a lot of people think it's the same as Siri on the phones, but it's C-I-R-E. Anyway, ladies, during that last little bit, you talked about Reggio something, and I don't know, and I got a feeling that probably all listeners don't know. Can you tell us what that is for us?
So the Reggio Emilia philosophy was founded in Italy by a guy named Loris Malaguzzi. So he sort of viewed children's learning, that they are collaborators in their own learning, and that they communicate their thoughts and their feelings through their play and their arts and crafts and their expression and
it's
speech.
It's not only what they say, it's how they react and
interact. Yeah, that's right. Their ideas through their play and how they express themselves and communicate themselves.
Oh, right. So, and that's the philosophy behind this art show, is it?
Yeah, that's correct. So that's sort of the philosophy that we're inspired by, and that we want to sort of, that's sort of the direction we want to take through our early learning services, is to be Reggio inspired. We will never be a Reggio Emilia centre, because obviously we're not in Italy to do that, but we can become Reggio inspired.
So you have to be in Italy to be the full on, do you?
Yes, correct.
True. Well, that's unreal.
Apparently.
So, I mean, how long has this philosophy been around? Is it something new or?
No, it's been around for years. Yeah.
But Australia didn't know about it?
No. And I think that's where we have taken on that approach and really inspired by that and wanting to run with that. So we actually applied for a grant with Perpetual IPAP about getting a consultant to work with us around Reggio to educate our staff on how we can implement this approach. And we actually got approved for this grant. And so we're actually for the next 12 months going to be working with a consultant.
So it's probably a bit early yet to ask you, but how's that going to alter, like, children's services over a period of time? Do we know? Or?
I think that's where we'll be learning a lot from our consultant, working alongside her, and trying to incorporate the approach within our sort of educational programs and our own philosophy within the services.
Mm, setting up experiences that children can have free interactions with at any time. So not just, you know, putting some paint on the table with some paintbrushes and saying to the children, oh, it's painting time, you know, like allowing the children to go and get things off the shelf and, you know, out of the cubed areas or the art and craft or the atelier area that we're, you know, which is a Reggio-inspired art space. But having all of those open options available to children so that they can explore at any time, you know, how they're feeling, what they want to do, if they want to paint, if they don't want to paint. You know, some children don't want to do art and craft there. They want to go outside. So, you know, that option for children to be able to do those things when they're ready.
It's taking away the idea of kids just a bit like the old school where you walk in, you sit down at a desk and the teacher talks down to you.
Yep.
And you, everybody does the same thing because that's what they've got to do. So this is getting away from that.
Yeah, we don't do a lot of template activities or, you know, colouring in sheets or anything along those lines. We have lots of natural art and craft mediums, so, you know, lots of bark and sticks and gum nuts and leaves and, you know, all sorts of things that we find that we create that parents bring in, lots of cardboard rolls and empty plastic bottles and boxes and, you know, all of those sorts of things. So it's really open-ended.
And those endless opportunities for creation.
It's not a one-stop serves all, is it?
No, that's right. Yep.
Oh, terrific. Yep. All right, we'll take a quick break and we'll be back with more with Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. Hey, we've hit 14 degrees. We've gone up a degree in the last 27 minutes.
Mitchell here. I'm a local musician and I love listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
The voice of the valley. Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. So it's 29 minutes to one and as I just whip boop, we've got to 14 degrees and we're chasing for 15. And I'll tell you more about the weather straight after 1 o'clock news. And I have Mel and Jessica with me from Siri Children's Services. Kinder, what's going on with Kinder?
So we're now taking enrolments for 2022 for our Kinder program. So at our Yarra Junction and Mount Evelyn services, we've got a mixed age group program running at both of those, so a 3 to 5 space. So next year's the first year that three-year-olds actually become funded. And so we're obviously wanting to provide some more information on that. So you can find that through our website or obviously just contacting the centres if you'd like more information on how sort of these programs run in each of these services. At our Churnside program, they actually run a 3 and a 4-year-old sessional program. So Mel, did you want to explain a bit more about that?
Yeah, so our 3-year-old program runs 1 day a week at this point in time and our 4-year-old program 3 days a week, so that the children at our Churnside Park service, so that the 4-year-old kinder children can have their 15 hours of funded kinder.
Sounds good to me. Now, we know a bit about the community school. We have them, we have the principal in every now and again to tell us what's going on.
Awesome.
And all about his new school out at Berwick as well.
Yep.
So you've got something coming up with the community school.
Yeah, so our Mount Evelyn and Berwick sites have already had their virtual tours and our Yarra Junction service has theirs tomorrow evening at 6:30. Details you can find on our website or Facebook page, but these will be via Zoom at this point in time, obviously with restrictions and all of those.
Not going to change overnight, is it?
No, it's not.
Unfortunately.
So, but, you know, you still get a really good insight of what the school buildings look like and, you know, the teachers teachers, you know, all of those sorts of things. So, you know, it's been really, really well received. You know, and plus it's cold and wet and yucky out there, so who wants to go out if you don't have to? I think anyway.
I had to go to a meeting last night, and I thought, I'm glad it's...
What excuse can I make not to...
I was glad it was a Zoom meeting, because I thought, I got to go out last night.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's still a great way to see the facilities and meet the school as
find
such.
Find out more.
Yeah.
Now, just... going back one little step, you did mention kinder that you're taking enrolments for next year.
Yep.
But are there any vacancies at the moment?
Yes, there is. I know I've been at Yarra Junction, we do have some vacancies at the moment. So if you are interested, obviously, yeah, feel free to contact me at the centre.
Mel, you're going to tell us about the hub.
Yeah, so obviously with the restrictions, the community hubs have been closed but are reopened today, so that's really exciting. Yeah, that's right. I mean, there's so many good things that happen at the hubs, you know, just people getting together, which is, you know, obviously so important at the moment. People are, you know, really missing that.
And you have drop-ins for young people and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, that's right. And lots of, you know...
lots of events, community sort of events.
Yeah, senior groups and all of those sorts of things. Knitting groups and, you know, and it's really nice, you know. They have a great time, you know, sitting out there in the foyers doing their knitting and cuppers and chats, and it's just really lovely to see. But they are open again. Obviously, we have to abide by the 4 square metres. Yep. So groups are capped at 10 at the moment. So, and, you know, obviously all of our contact tracing, QR codes, masks indoors and outdoors and all of those fun things. But, you know, we are back open today at both of the community hubs at Yarra Junction and Chirnside. So I think that's really great.
Yep. And people can find out what's on at the hub on your website,
can't
they?
Yeah. Also another great thing that the hubs do is the community pantries. So there is one at the back of the Yarra Junction building and one, there's a sort of a mobile one at Chirnside that we bring in and out every day. So if you are needing some extra supplies, you know, food sources, there's all sorts of goodies that are donated in there. I know there's lots of toothpastes and things like that at the moment, and, you know, and food staples. So please, if you are needing something, you know, some extra help, please head down.
So when are they open?
Well, I think the Yarra Junction one's there or open all the time.
Open all day and night.
It's just literally a pantry at the back of the building that you can go and help yourself to.
Oh, right.
Take what you need, absolutely. Yep. And if you can donate something, you know that the hubs are always really grateful for donations as well. And the one at Chirnside is open from pretty much that 9 till 5.30 when our staff are at the services. But again, it is at the front door and you literally just help yourself to what you need.
Oh,
so,
that's terrific. Because there are people out there that we know that are doing it hard.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. Mm. Yeah, so, you know, there's lots of, you know, like I said, tin foods and dry foods and I know there's toothpastes and things like that out there at the moment. Lots of, you know, donated goods.
Because a lot of those things get forgotten too, like toothpaste, soap. A lot of people sort of think, oh, well, I can help them out by giving them a bit of food and that, but there are a lot of other basic things that people need other than that.
That are at an expense.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
And, you know, there are a lot of people who have either been laid off from their jobs or, and in this case, it wasn't hard to lose your job. I mean, some firms just can't afford to keep people.
And look at all the hospitality that we have out in this area, all the wineries, all the food, you know, takeaways and restaurants and all of those sorts of things. And it's not a matter of losing your job. It's simply you cannot do it during these times. Yeah, that's right.
And not every company can afford... particularly some that haven't been going for a long while, can't afford to carry.
And lots of people in the hospitality industry are casual.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly right.
And very often young people.
That's right.
Which is very sad.
Yeah.
Look, another quick reminder that the art show is on, hopefully, it is definitely on the 6th of August from 6.30 to 8.30. Just hoping that it'll be
fingers crossed.
It'll be terrific for the kids to, because it's more exciting when you're around a whole group of people than just people sitting watching, isn't it?
Yep. And we're really conscious to ensure that we've got a piece, at least a piece from every child. So, yeah, terrific. We've really made all of the educators have really made a conscious effort, because we would hate for Joe Blow to come and he doesn't have anything in the show. That wouldn't be very fair, but, you know.
Wouldn't be fair to the child at all.
No, that's right.
And we're even going to set up some experience for the parents to participate in and actually get a real taste as to what the children are.
Terrific.
Getting involved in and have some clay set up and some painting for everyone to get involved with as well.
Sounds like a great night. Hope it's not viral. I just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present and emerging.
From the red gums in the northeast
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's a quarter to one and, we've popped up to 15 degrees. That's the top for the day. But I'll tell you more about the coming week weather, not that it's all that exciting, but after 1 o'clock news. But anyway, I have Siri with me, Mel and Jessica. Now, training, is it back on again now that we're opened up, or was it always on training at the hubs and that?
It has been. It just depends if we've been able to do, obviously, face-to-face or online courses. There is some courses still taking enrolments at the moment, which is our certificates 3 in early childhood education and care.
I believe that there's a lot of people looking for educators after those courses, aren't there?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I know, all our services are definitely looking for educators. Get on board and do your study and, sure, we'd love to have you in our centres. So we've also got our certificates in educational support as well. So these are face-to-face, and then we've also got our Diploma of Community Services, which is an online course. So, they're taking enrolments at the moment for these courses.
When do those courses start? Like fairly quickly?
They're taking enrolments through to the start of August at the moment. For this year.
So you work on the normal school terms, don't you?
No, we don't.
We're open.
Oh, well, I thought you would have done that.
And the only one that runs on school terms is our sessional kinder at Chernside Park. They run school kinder terms.
Yep.
However, the rest of us, we go all the way through. There's no lockdowns for us.
No.
We're all systems go.
So I guess with all this training, if people again look on your website, they're going to
all our information will be on the website.
And we'll take a quick break now, and then we'll come back and we'll get you to give the listeners the contact details and how they're going to find out all about more about Siri.
Sure,
and again, we say it's C-I-R-E.
I was captured by the game. Is this love?
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 8 minutes to one. Well, it's now gone 7 minutes and we're sitting on 15 degrees. Now, you've got coming up Book Week. Tell us a bit about Book Week.
Well, we've always got lots of fun things coming up and, you know, as much as our art show is a huge event that we're... Well, we're hoping it's going to be a huge event.
It will be.
Yeah, we still do lots of other fun things in there and, yeah. And one thing that's sort of nationally coming up is Book Week.
Yeah.
So that's celebrated at the schools, at children's services throughout, anywhere where there's young children. And so, yeah, we just do lots of fun activities during that week and one of the big events is Dress Up Day as your favourite book character.
Yeah.
So that's always fun. And the educators dress up as well.
I was gonna ask that.
No, we can't get out of it.
No. It's all right to say the young people have to dress up, but you've got to take your share too.
Absolutely. We just have to remember, you know, on those days not to go to the supermarket afterwards or something, especially if it's pajama day or...
Well, that was last week, pajama week.
And you don't want anybody taking photos and then selling them back to the
desk. Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
And you've also got Science Week coming up.
Yeah. So that's another event coming up. As Mel said, we've got lots of little things throughout the year as well, and Science Weeks is coming up. So at Yarra Junction, we've booked an incursion where the children can participate in some science experiments. They're called little labs, so someone will come out and, yeah, have lots of fun with the children and they can get involved in some science experiments. So it'll be really good.
So you can't dress up on that?
If they want to, you can dress up as a mad scientist.
Mad professor. All right. Now, look, we've been talking a lot about Siri services, and we've been saying that we will tell people how they can contact you. So now is the crunch. We need to be able to tell them how to get hold of you.
Yeah, no worries. So I guess our 1300 number is a great way to talk to one of our helpful receptionists and they will point you in the right direction. So that is 1300 835 235. So 1300 835 235, or our website, which is www.siri, and like you said, C-I-R-E.
There's no dots between the C-I-R-E.
No, one word, yep, .org.au. And through that website, there's lots of different tabs that will take you to the hubs, take you to the children's services. Then once you're in the children's services, you know, you can pick the location that you want to go to as well. Yep. And you can do lots of online inquiries that way and someone will contact you back. So that's always a really great way.
And just give us a phone number again. And that's manned, like that's not one of these things where there's recording, is it? That's manned.
It is manned, yep, manned even during restrictions.
Yep.
So that's 1300 835 235, and then obviously all of our socials. So Instagram, Facebook, all of those sorts of things under the Siri services. Yep. And then there's also Siri Children Services as well. So
is Facebook... under Facebook, is there Siri and Children's Services in Facebook?
Yes, there
and
is, yep. So it's Siri Services is our whole organisation, and then there's Siri Children's Services as well.
Right, and we need to mention again, of course, that you are taking enrolments for next year for kinder, but there is also some positions available for the rest of the year, isn't there?
Yes, that's great. For kinder, but also for our long daycare centres as well. So we obviously have children 6 weeks up until 5 years of age. So
including our outside school hours care services and our occasional care services. I think we've got you covered.
Occasional services is just somebody needs to go to the dentist, or like mum or dad needs to go to the dentist and they can drop the children off.
Yeah, it can be. Yeah. Also, it can be just those smaller sessions booked, you know, like a 3 hour or a 5 hour session booked, but they can be permanently booked days as well.
Oh, so you can have
Yeah, just a small session.
To be able to go and do that, that'd some be
stuff. Hard to manage staff-wise. It can be a little tricky, especially at Chernside Park, where we've got, like, well, we, you know, have seven different sessions down there, so it can be a little tricky to juggle that roster, but it works really well for the families and, you know, they can have a morning or an afternoon session and they don't have to have a whole day like the long day cares do, but it really depends on what you're needing as well. So,
All right, well, we need to, again, just as a quick reminder, this art show, the Extravaganzas, coming up on the 6th of August, 6.30 to 8.30. They need to keep an eye on your website, which is...
www.siri.org.au.
And because there is a chance that might have to be viral. I hope it's not for you. It'd be better if the young people can be there and see what the reaction is from parents, grandparents. But it's not only for the parents and grandparents, is it? It's
no, open anybody. To the whole community. Absolutely.
Yeah. Which, everyone which is fantastic.
Welcome. Yeah.
Mel, just a quick question, a personal question. We've got a few seconds to fill in.
Yeah.
How long have you been working there?
I've been with Siri for 12 years now. So when it was Upper Yarra Community House and now under the branding of Siri. So, and, yeah.
And have you always been in children's services since you left school?
Yep. just don't mention the years out loud.
No,
however, I will say that between the four directors that we have at Siri and our executive manager, we are clocking up to around that 110 years combined.
When you go back,
so
I'll
just
kill
leave
you for saying that.
I'll just leave that open for interpretation.
What have we got? A century of experience.
Yes. And Jessica, what about you? How long have you been involved with Siri?
I'm actually a newbie, so I've been with Siri since January this year as the director at Yarra Junction. So, so fairly new to the
organisation. What's your background too? Have you been involved since school or did you do other things first?
Yeah, same as Mel. So straight out of high school, just the love of children, working with children. Oh. So, yeah, I've been in the industry for about 16 years now and I'm actually a kindergarten teacher as well. So I've got my Bachelor of Early Childhood.
Seems to be a lot of people with aged care, children's care and that, you've either got a love for children and you go straight into it from school or you don't you?
You have to have that passion for early childhood,
Ladies, unfortunately, it's just on 1 o'clock. It's time for the 1 o'clock news, believe it or not. Thank you for coming in and we look forward to hearing from Siri Services on the fourth Wednesday of next month.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.